Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, the Lord has directed me this week and the last several days to share a prophetic word that the Lord gave my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, in March of 1979. We shared it with our UCM spiritual family at that time, but it has not been shared since. And recently, as I was going through some old files, I ran across this word. And so I've made it available to my UCM family on the mailing list, and also for those of you in the listening audience who would like a hard copy of this prophetic word, which we've entitled End Times and Christ's Return. All you have to do is request it. We'll be happy to put it in the mail to you free of charge. I just need your mailing address. And the announcer will give our contact information at the end of the broadcast. But without further ado, let me just go ahead now and continue on in this prophetic word that the Lord gave. Many in these last days shall walk away from the harvest fields because they cannot see great results. That is why I will anoint your eyes so you can see by the Spirit. All that you do in behalf of my work is no little thing. And by your willing heart, by your faithfulness to occupy the ground I have stood you on, yea, that fertile ground laden with a whited harvest, you shall stand with your hands filled with the sacred gifts of souls redeemed. Remember, this is the hour of body ministry. No one person can do these things alone. You are all needed. You are all important. He who sows bountifully reaps bountifully. He who stands even as a weed puller in my vineyard may seem to have a lowly position in my work, but does not the weed strangle and choke the life from the true planting? Yea, many shall be weed pullers through the Spirit of prayer. Many shall stand in the gap and defeat the attempts of the wicked one to destroy my work. Many shall be responsible to see the seeds are well planted. Many shall call on the Lord to send for the Holy Spirit to water the planting, and a great harvest shall be readied. Lo, the gatherers of the harvest shall be no greater than he that planted, nor he that weeded the vineyard of the Lord. For one and all shall receive their just rewards for standing faithful. As the member of the body of Christ, I have made them. No jealousy, no resentment, no anger, no fear, no waywardness shall afflict this people, for they shall do with a whole heart and with both hands all they can do to fulfill the will of their heavenly Father. In your hearts, O my people, will be the song of praise and adoration unto the Lord of your lives. Even your praises will be as healing hands to afflicted souls. Through you, through the multitudes of my faithful, obedient, saved, and sanctified ones shall the work of the Lord go forth. Through you shall the healing of multitudes take place. Yea, my beloved, the steadfastness of your love is as a sweet ointment to me, saith the Lord. I am the vine, and you are the branches. I am the life which flows through you. To you have I given the honor to display the fruit of my harvest. Work while the light still shines. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. Prepare the way for my appearing. Lo, I shall come like a thief in the night, and catch away those who are prepared, those who are looking and waiting for me. The hour approaches. I shall do a quick work in these last days. The hour of my appearing is not for you to know, but I say to you, he that is unprepared, arise and be ready, for the time shall not be far off. The beginning of sorrows and more sorrows is come on the earth, but my people shall come under my covering. When the wicked travail in sorrow, my people shall sing songs of praise. When the wicked clutch their bellies for lack of food, my people shall find the Lord's provision more than enough. When persecution arises against my church, and many are offered unto death because of their faith, because they joyfully and loudly proclaim they are my children, they shall be even as Stephen, whose face shone with the glory of God, as the entrance into the presence of the Lord was opened to him. Beloved, I'm going to stop right here and just make this comment. The Lord gave this prophetic word in 1979, and here we are, decades later, and we see this word literally being fulfilled on international television. Those all around the world, those in the Middle East, we've seen Christians beheaded for the cause of Christ. Beloved, there are many today that are suffering intense persecution for the cause of Christ. And beloved, we've seen terror and persecution coming to our shores. And so, beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Even as he was with his people in the early church, he will be with us. Let me continue now with that prophetic word given in March of 1979 to Brother Glass. They shall know no fear. They shall rejoice in the hour of their persecution. Many will see the work of deliverance mightily worked in their behalf. Lo, the hand of the Lord shall be a strength, and his presence shall be a covering. And the people of the Most High shall not retreat. They shall advance only. Look and see, wait and hear. The latter end shall be greater than the former. Fill your lamps with fresh oil. Trim your lamps, even your bodies, saith the Lord, through the working of the Holy Spirit, mortifying the deeds of the body, for you shall live. Rejoice and be glad, for the hour of my return approaches. This shall be a time of new beginnings for you, through him who is the beginning and the ending. Yea, the Alpha and the Omega, the Logos of God shall declare the full end of all things, and it shall not fail, nor shall one word go unfulfilled. My people, my faithful ones, shall know my blessings, pure and undefiled. Lo, I have declared to you this day, more forcefully and more powerfully, that all that I have belongs to you. Draw near to me, so I can unveil to you the mystery of my speaking and show you how to receive the blessings I have to bestow upon you. nothing shall be kept back. Only believe, only yield as you have never done before. Only surrender everything on the altar of obedience, and you shall have the desires of your heart, saith the Lord to his beloved. Praise God. Well, that concludes the word that the Lord gave my husband, Reverend Neil Glass, on March 12, 1979, and he even recorded the hour at 5:45 a.m. in the morning. Lord, we just want to thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement that you have given through this prophetic word that I've shared, Lord, these 3 days. And Father, we know that it is a timely word for this hour in which we are living. Lord, you spoke of persecution, and surely we see it on every hand. But we thank you, Lord, though the enemy might rail, though it might seem he's gaining victory, Lord, I thank you that you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And Father, right now, I do pray, Lord, there are those, I sensed even as I began the broadcast, that there are those who are struggling with fear. Fear, Lord, of the future, fear of their own inabilities, insecurities, a spirit of timidity. Father, I come against the spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I thank you that your people shall be a glorious church in this hour, that we shall not be defeated, that the word of the Lord and the praises of the Lord shall be on our lips, that the strength of God and the power of God shall flow through our very being. Our hearts shall be strengthened, and we shall be powerful in the might of the Lord. Lord, you are strengthening right now, and you're causing all anxiety, all stress, all discouragement to flee by your anointing. And Father, I claim this anointing right now for those of us who have heard and for the many who are yet to hear the word of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Well, beloved, if you would like a copy of this prophetic word I've been sharing, please just request it. We'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Just include your mailing address as you email or as you write. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying that I love you, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.